Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 65 degrees.
W8YRC.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly sunny, 70 degrees.
KFAVWD, southbound 75 mobile.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 74 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 75 degrees.
Hey, that's PW8YRC.
W8YRC, Henry Bexby.
No, it sounds like you're sitting right here in the hospital with me.
I was just trying to get connected to Sarah's getting ready to go for the day, and I brought some stuff to play packet while I'm over here, so I'm trying to do packet for my HT.
Well, that makes it interesting. Packet for my HT. Where's she off to? By herself?
No, she's in the bathroom getting ready. We're getting ready for the day. She had a long couple of days working two nights and then leaving for the airport. She didn't sleep on the plane at all, so she didn't really go to sleep until she got back to the hotel, which would have been like 9 o'clock Eastern time, so it was like she was up for more than she should have been. We're getting ready to go now. We're going to go to lunch and then go exploring for the afternoon.
What is it, 3 hours difference in time?
Yeah, it's 11:40 here. So, took a little bit of getting used to it, the five-hour flight, and then losing, you know, we gained 3 hours, but it seemed early, but everybody was exhausted.
Yeah, okay. Did you have Braden get picked up today?
Well, today's Sunday, right? So it's not till tomorrow, so I haven't really ironed out what's going to happen tomorrow. I got to check with Ethan to see if he's working. If he's not, maybe he can do it before I ask in-laws.
I've been in the hospital too long. I don't know what day it is.
Once I figured, I didn't know if they were going to spring you, so... By this afternoon, we'll iron that out, and you probably, even if you get home, I don't know if you'll feel like going out, so we'll see how that goes this afternoon when I talk to you, and they're not going to discharge you today, so I'm sure, if anything, they get you out tomorrow, but it may not be till late tomorrow afternoon, we don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. The way they roll will probably be tomorrow afternoon, so. All right, well, go enjoy your time. And catch up for later. Kind of cool to be able to do this. I'll talk to you later on WARC.
All right. 7-3. Have a good afternoon. WARC, NADXP Portable, Long Beach, California. 7-3.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 76 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Sunny, 75 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio, Victor, test.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny, 73 degrees.
Let me get a try and see if WDATQZ is out there. WDATQZ, this is KUAP on your performance. Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu, KUAP on.
Negative copy, Kilo Echo 8 Delta after November.
All right, well, thanks for giving me a try. We'll keep him on the roster in case he does turn in here in a moment. We are at the bottom of the roster, so let me take a pause here and see if there's anybody else that would like to check in to the Michigan Section ARPF CNET. If so, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
November 8, Kilo Bravo Echo. Okay, I've got KCAYDS and November 8, Kilo Bravo Echo. And I believe I did hear WBATQZ in the background there as well. Anyone else wishing to check in, please call.
Kilowatt Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo.
ABSWR, I got you in there. Next station.
Comment?
Go ahead.
Hey, Max, KBB was able to get WBATQZ for relay, so just for your information, over.
Okay, roger that. We'll get back to WBATQZ in just one moment. Let me take one more call, see if there's anybody else wants to check in. Okay, hearing none. WBATQZ, King Echoing, Delta Oscar November, do you copy?
WBATQZ, had your weak, difficult copy, over.
Okay, I have your light readable. Go ahead, you're up for comment, sir.
Okay, thank you. Well, I was listening on 40 meters and got the warning down here. Propagation was a little bit better, but the only news we have is the MAXNet has encountered the TargoNet on 40 around 7232 for most of last week. Yesterday, we tried to reward it by going up to 7238. Come to find out they're on 39. So they do move around a little bit, but 327232 is their preferred frequency. Anybody that's working on 40, anybody trying to run an edit there, might encounter them, and it's worth trying to avoid. That's about all the news from here. Over.
Okay, roger that. In fact, that's why we're down here on 80 today. We figured that it would be better to try and stay out of their way. We need all the air to band with us and get lots of activity going on there. Thank you for comments, Mike, and for checking in this afternoon. Let's see. Next we go to KCYDF to be powered by MASDE. Mr. Ram, what's happening?
This is KCYVF UCRO for Saginaw County. Good evening, Max, and everyone on the net. Saginaw County, we have been working at down at our 911 to get things ready for the SET. Last Saturday, we put up, replaced an antenna, our tri-band antenna that goes to one of our radios. We have HF antenna was down. We got that repaired and back up, so that's in good shape. Problem right now, we're back down on Saturday to try and get the internet working. I know Jeff and Fred did some work over at Rosine. Some of the sector panels weren't working, but right now we don't have a internet feed from across the street over to our 911 center. So Fred was going to take a look at that yesterday. He was busy in the afternoon, so hopefully he's got a shot to look at that. I haven't been down there since that. We gave him a call while we were down there and did some other things, checked cable, checked all the signals, everything else, all the radios there were looking fine on the microwave link and that, just no internet. So we'll see what we can do there. Hopefully we can get it back up before the SET. If not, we might have to do a hotspot or something from in the building in order to be able to do any MySims work. If not, we won't have that ability. So other than that, we're in the process. We got the other set of documents, so we'll be looking through those later tonight. And we hopefully will have at least a couple of locations, our 911 and our Covenant Hospital Station, online for this. I got about three or four people that are going to be able to participate. I got several people that are still going camping while the weather's still nice here, so they're trying to get as much use out of the weather as possible. So that's what we got from Saginaw County, KC8YVF, back to that.
KCAYDS, KEATON, Michigan Section ERCF, CNET. Glad to hear those antennas are back up again, and hopefully you'll have the internet back soon. Knowing the guys at Central Michigan Emergency Network are working on it hard, and we'll be back up and do this shortly. And glad to hear that also that you got the documents, and you'll have some participation here. Look forward to being able to make contact with you this coming weekend. Next, we go to NASBE to be followed by TBSWR. David, how are things going your way?
All right, KBATON, and the next, this is NASBE. Just a second here, I'm having this thing's faulting out on me. Okay, let's try this again. This is NASBE, and you're like readable here. There's a lot of QSB, so I won't hold it that long, but I just wanted to be able to check in, and I've been essentially reading the mail here. So back to net, KEATON, NASBE, back to net.
All right, NASBE, KEATON. Well, thank you for checking in with that this afternoon. Yeah, the bands are starting to go up and down a little bit. I have your light to fair readable there, so good copy overall. Let's see here. We go to KEATON, that'll take us to the bottom of the roster again. Mr. Jeff, how are things your way?
Not too bad, Max. Yeah, there's always something going on. We've got the sector back up there at Saginaw, so I'm not sure. I haven't talked to Fred about it, but I have to see what's going on, try to get that back working, get the internet there. Always something going on. Was off camping this weekend, so not a lot going on, but I am actually out securing a door at one of the sites that popped open. So even on a camping weekend, I'm still trying to get stuff fixed and put together and the doors closed. And, you know how that goes, but look forward to building more network. Always something new coming on the horizon. Back to you, Max. I don't know, before I send it back, don't know if I mentioned last weekend we got microwave into another site in Flint, so going to be moving some repeaters there and making Genesee County great again with some pretty good repeaters. Back to you, Max. KEATON.
All right, KEATON, KEATON. No, I don't think you had mentioned the work going on in Genesee last week, so that nice going there. And I think, as the saying goes, no rest for the wicked. So yes, as you say, always something going on, and we do appreciate all the efforts. This is KEATON, Michigan Section ERCF, CNET. We are at the bottom of the roster once more. I will make another call and see if there's anybody else who would like to check in before we close. Please call now. I heard Golf Yankee Uniform and it was breaking up a bit. Can you give me a call again?
Golf Yankee Uniform, NATGYU.
And I had a little dyslexia as I heard it. November 8th, Golf Yankee Uniform, I think I got it that time.
That's your record.
November 8th, Golf Yankee Uniform. Can you confirm the call sign?
NATGYU, Golf Yankee Uniform, NATGYU. You should be hearing me loud and clear. I don't know why I have problems with this repeater, but I'm running 5 watts on an HT, and I'm setting in my living room. But you guys are all coming in 5x9, all of them. So I don't know. Name is Rick Romeo E. Charlie Kilo. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Rick, for checking in. I do appreciate that. You're coming in good, but it's a little scratchy on the repeater, so maybe just hitting it up a bit or something. I'm not quite sure. Are there any other check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio MAARPSCNET? I can't talk. Anyone else to check in? Please call. Okay, NAGYU, do you have any other comments for the net?
No, I just wanted to check in and get your numbers up a little bit and say good afternoon to you. And everyone is sounding good. You guys do a tremendous amount of work
keep this system up and going, so I won't get in your hair if you're having problems with hearing me. I got to switch antennas, I guess, because this one doesn't seem to be doing the job. I'm in Emerald City, so it's not that far, 12, 13 miles, and 5 watts should get me there with no problem. If I go into the basement, I got more power and better antennas, but I broke my back just a short time ago, and I'm not supposed to be up and downstairs, so I do the best I can with what I have. I'll get out of here. You guys have a pleasant evening. This is Nancy A. Dalton, Team Uniform, signing clear. 7-3, gentlemen.
Okay, November 8th, Golf Yankee Uniform. Well, thank you for checking in, as I say. And don't go down to the basement. Take care of yourself. Get yourself safe and healthy, and we'll catch you again soon. We'll be here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, and look forward to hearing from you again. This is KEDON. One last call before we close for the Michigan Section of the FPS CNET. Let's see here, 12 check-ins and 28 minutes of runtime, so we will call it that for the day, and I want to thank everybody for checking in. We will hope to talk with many of all of you, as many as possible, next weekend at the set, and of course we'll be back here on 8 o'clock on Sunday. Thank you for stopping by. This is KEADON closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet to return this frequency to normal amateur use. KEADON out.
F8BRD.
Downbound, Roger. Copy. Yeah, we're just heading back home from up north. We're heading towards Grand Ledge. We're currently in Portland, so yeah, we're a couple towns away. That's about all. Yeah, Roger, copy that. Yeah, it's kind of hazed over here all of a sudden. Usually I can see the thumb across the lake with the binoculars, but yeah, it's got right hazy. I can barely see the Cherry Island, and I can't see the rest of the thumb from there because they're, I don't know, another 45 miles across, right? Yeah, copy. I did not know that this repeater was linked. That's interesting. Because it's got to be linked to the thing in that dog, that trip. Well, I don't think it's linked up here because I'm right to it on the 2980 with 80 watts. Roger. I'm on 147800 or 880. The call sign for it is KE8LCY. Yeah, that repeater's linked to the 310 out of Guilford. As far as that goes, I'm on the 310 team. Copy. Well, that's a pretty cool little bit of information to know. I can get quite a bit of range on this one. I wonder if I can get this repeater from home. That'll be interesting. Well, from what I understand is the tower is like 900 foot, so, yeah, it's, makes it all, I always get a good signal up here at Isawa, it's like 7x9, so, yeah, it's, it works all the way up here from, that GPH. Yeah, copy. So you said you got a cabin out there on the water or near it? No, actually, we live about 3 or 4 miles inland off US 23 north, south. Just a rental, but I have a base station there also with a little bit of power on it. Yeah, I can run her up to about 200 watts on VHF. Copy. Yeah, I just got my ticket in June, and been progressing pretty quickly, I think. But, yeah, I'm definitely enjoying the hobby. Running an Iezu FT300D. That's the mobile I'm running off from because we were going up north. I wanted to take the new toy. But that's primarily the base for the time being. Roger, copy that. Well, welcome to the Ham Shack video club. I guess you know it's a hobby for me also. So, but for some reason I have three mobiles, and I like this one in the truck off Larson Megamount. I'm mobile right now, and I got a couple other ones. I got one at the cabin. I have one at work actually on my toolbox. I'm an automotive technician. Hook her up to the battery and slap a mag mount up on the steel building, and I can hit this repeater from there too, Roger. That's awesome. I do heating and cooling, and I'm bouncing all over the all over the place. So it's hit or miss if I can get into any repeaters from work. So yeah, I got a couple of. Actually have a couple of Balfangs, of course, which I started with. I have a 4-foot Yachty antenna in the back seat of my truck. I can get out and poke that thing in any direction, pert near, other than moon bounce, talk to anybody around the east side of Michigan.
Definitely a hailing hard over there, it looks like.
Yeah, I tried a couple times to make contact with the boats out here. I have a VHF marine band radio in here, but I'm reluctant to use that because that would be illegal. And Yeah, I tried them on the ham bands over here. They either don't have a ham radio operator out there or they just don't care. I don't know. K8FEBID.
KS8BRD. That's ready.
I see they got some fire warnings out up here in northeast Michigan over here. They got gale warning and whatnot. So I thought I'd come down to the lake. So, yeah, the lake Huron looks pretty flat. Other than it's really hazy out there and I can't see the other side of the thumb. I can usually see most of it. Usually it's so clear, I can see the wind generators over there really getting around, Roger.
That would be awesome. Yeah, we just came from up north. I don't know if you're familiar with Barrington area, smack dab in between Big Rapids and Mount Pleasant. And, we were getting red flag warnings up there, and it was windy as all get out.
Yeah, a little bit familiar with that area. Not so much, I was born and raised over here on the East Coast, I guess you'd say, bomb wing baby from the Wordsmith Air Force Base that closed back in the 90s.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I'm born and bred here in central Michigan, so Lansing, greater Lansing area, right around the capital.
Yeah, right, copy that. Yeah, what would we do without Lansing?
I don't know. It's just always been home to me pretty much. Yeah. Well, we're coming close to, we're coming into our town, so I'm going to go ahead and cut you loose, but maybe I can catch you out here again, especially if I can reach this repeater from the base, maybe we'll catch you out here again. 73 for now, KF8, BRD, and I'm going to go clear.
Copy that. SCB, we'll be clear with you. Yes, 73 is valid. Have a safe trip. We're clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny, 70 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 63 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees.
K-E-A-T, radio check.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees.
KT, ETL, monitoring. UUR, this is just a test to see if I've programmed the tone in for this receiver. No need to respond. KQ4 UUR, I'll be clear.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees.